You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everybody. Welcome on in. I'm Charlie Arnold. Hope all of you had a fantastic Wednesday. Now we've moved on to Thursday. And listen, if you're watching this show right now, what are you watching it on? You're watching it on your computer. You're watching it on your phone. So really brings me to the point. And this is an idea that I've been getting into for over a year now, something that I've become very interested in. So I hope this episode will be a little bit eye-opening for the rest of you as well. Because getting to the point that I was just trying to make, we're living in a day and age where technology and absolutely really all of that, it just completely consumes our lives. We're constantly on our phones, on our laptops, using Wi-Fi, watching TV, talking to Alexa, the device, not the girl, and shoving AirPods in our ears, among many other things. So now, what do all of these things have in common? Well, they emit electromagnetic fields, aka EMF or radiation. Now, you probably remember as a kid, or maybe I'm just aging myself a little bit, your parents telling you not to stand in front of the microwave when it's on because of radiation. And they were right, but the microwave was only in the kitchen. And if you did defy your parents and stand in front of it, it was only for a couple of minutes at a time, right? Now, think about how much time you spend on your cell phone, in your hand, up to your ear, on your bedstand when you sleep, or how many hours a day you spend with AirPods, which are essentially little tiny computers inside of your ear canal, and which emit signals even when you aren't actively listening to anything, still exist. Now, if the microwave wasn't good for you, then AirPods and some of this technology really can't be either. Now, while AirPods are said to meet existing safety requirements by the FCC, which sets the maximum level of radio frequency radiation that a device can emit at any given time based on the rate at which a person using the device would absorb the radiation, stay with me here, I know it's getting very technical, but there are some scientists, like the director of UC Berkeley School of Public Health, his name is Joel Moskowitz, who says that the limits set by the FCC at to which you can absorb safely that are currently in place are far too broad, too permissive, and that there haven't been enough studies conducted for enough time with advanced technology to really understand the potential dangers. Here's what Professor Moskowitz had to say. He said, quote, "We can't say with certainty that these devices are dangerous, but judging by the research carried out on similar radiation types, there's a good reason to think this is going to be problematic in the long term." That's pretty scary, if you ask me. Going to be problematic in the long term. Not enough studies have been done up to this point. But that's why back in 2015, Joel Moskowitz and about 250 other radiology researchers around the country, they signed an appeal urging the World Health Organization to issue more protective standards. He advised wireless device users, that's me and you, to really exercise extreme caution. He said you should use cell phones in hands-free mode. That means speakerphone. Don't put it right up to your ear. Or if you're going to use headphones, make them the wired headphones, not the AirPods that, again, are stuck right into your ear canal. Again, they're being classified as little tiny computers. Now, I, for one, I'm not taking any chances. I have been saying to you, I told you at the beginning of the show, I've been doing my research on this for about a year and change now. I've delved into all different ideas as to why EMF is bad for you, how it could be bad for you, the different sources that could be bad for you. So a couple of things that I've changed in my daily life whenever I can. I know sometimes you need to be wireless. You got to use the AirPods. I own a pair. I won't lie about it. But whenever I can, I use my wired headphones. So for me, that's at least 75% of the time now. Also, something else that I do, I switch off my Wi-Fi router before I go to bed at night. I actually have a device. I haven't been using it lately, but it It is a timer for your Wi-Fi router, and it will automatically turn it off and on when you wake up in the morning. Now, all of this aside, even if wireless doesn't exist, there's still 5G, which again, still emits EMF. So you're never fully safe from EMF. But knowing all of this, I'm still eager to learn more. So I wanted to talk to an expert. So I solicited the advice and knowledge from someone in the field who told me a whole lot more than I already knew. Listen. And joining me now, we have Dr. Mark Siegel. He is a Fox News medical contributor. He's a doctor at NYU Langone, also a medical professor at NYU. So you have all the knowledge in the world. So I'm so happy that you were able to join us for this segment, because this is something, doctor, that I'm super interested in. And I think it's a subject that a lot of people haven't really delved into so much. And that's the idea of EMF and the effects that it has on the human body. And I know it's something you've been looking into for years now. So first and foremost, I know that there's a lot of different sources that EMF comes from, electromagnetic frequency, and AirPods being one that people are starting to talk more and more about. I know in 2019, you were already raising the subject of that these could be harmful to a person who wears them on a frequent basis. So here we are now, 5 years later. Is your cause for concern now much greater than it was then?
It is, but not for the neurological or medical reasons. Back in 2019, pre-pandemic, when I was talking about this on TV, I was looking at coming out of a study in rats that showed increases in cancer rates related to AirPods and the idea that they were hitting the calcium channels in the brain and stimulating the neurons. And we were concerned about them as a carcinogen, but that study hadn't really been done in humans and still hasn't been done in humans. And so that's my first concern. Why isn't this being done in humans? You know, radio frequency waves are in a gray area. They're not microwaves, but they're not exactly radio waves. They're in a gray area. And the problem here is that the pods are right there next to your brain.
Right.
And my increased concern since 2019 is I think people are wearing them even more. You can't even talk to anybody. They're walking down the street wearing them. Sir, watch out. You know, and the person doesn't respond to you at all. They're plugged into another universe. And now Apple is putting out this device where you're literally in an alternate universe walking down the street.
Yes.
And so now I'm concerned about your balance, that you might fall. So my primary concern really isn't cancer, although that's still something that we really need to study. With millions and billions of people wearing these things, my primary concern is disconnection from those around you. What world are you in? There's definitely an increased risk of anxiety, depression, and attention deficit disorder related to excess use of AirPods.
Okay, so a couple of different things that I want to touch on there. I'm hyper aware of my health. I think that's a good thing. Sometimes maybe I take it a little overboard, perhaps. But I've recently switched back to the wired headphones because of a couple different reasons. One, I keep reading more studies that come out that talk about the dangers of EMF. I know that people have done the tests. They have the EMF readers. They hold it up to the device when it's in your ear and it goes off. I mean, it registers levels that are unhealthy, especially when you have them in use for a prolonged period of time. Additionally, so I want you to touch on that, but additionally, and I don't know if this is just something that I was imagining or perhaps it was real, I was finding when I was wearing my AirPods that I was getting headaches. And I almost felt like you talked about, like a little bit of a loss of balance. Like I would wear them at the gym and when I take them out, I would just feel a little bit off, like my vertigo. Like I was suffering from vertigo a little bit. And with the wired headphones, I don't feel that at all. So from both standpoints, am I crazy? Am I actually experiencing something real? Are the EMF detectors telling us something?
I don't know that it's the EMF itself that's causing that discombobulation you're describing. It may be that the impulse, the sound coming through there, that it's the way it's bombarding the ear. That's not to say that I don't think there's a health risk. I think there is. And I think that the waves, nobody's counting the amount of hours people are using this. You know, I don't tend to talk on my phone through my AirPods, mainly because I found that interview quality is better if it's right next to your head. But then you find out that there's more radio frequency waves coming out when it's next to your head than when it's through the pods. The problem with the pods is the prolonged use. The people are wearing them for 9 hours. That's not been studied. I'm concerned not about occasional use, not about watching one TV show on there. I'm concerned about keeping them on all day long. How many of our youth and our teens just never take them out?
Yeah, and then, but the idea of EMF does exist. It seems like there are more devices in our homes surrounding us, phones, AirPods, laptops, Wi-Fi routers. I mean, I've started even shutting my Wi-Fi router off at night before I go to bed. Again, I take things to a little bit of the extreme, but I don't know. I keep reading about all of the different conditions that you can suffer from, whether they're long-term illnesses or short-term symptoms that can come about because of EMF exposure. So can you talk to me about that and how dangerous is this and how seriously should people be taking this threat?
I think the key here is the inner ear. I don't think we have enough evidence to show that EMF directly causes cancer. I think that would be a big leap, but I think we have enough evidence to suggest that it stimulates the brain or hyperstimulates the brain. Again, maybe interfering with neuronal function leads to potential contribution to psychiatric issues, as well as anxiety and discombobulation balance issues. And I wanna know the long-term risks in terms of brain cancer. I want to know that. I want that to be studied. And the only thing you left out there, not just EMF from the pods and from the phones, but there's also the issue of 5G.
The towers are everywhere. Yeah.
I mean, you turned off your Wi-Fi at night, but you can't turn off that tower that's right outside your house.
You're right.
We're not looking at that.
I can't turn it off, but maybe one day I'll find a way to do that. Okay. So what should people do? We don't know the long-term damage. Is there any studies that you know that are going on right now that they're getting closer to finding out the answers to these questions?
No, because the real study has to be done in an even larger way. We have to look at what we're losing by being plugged in. You know, what would be the health benefits of living on a farm and never having a cell phone at all? I mean, that's not the direct thing you're asking about. You're asking about waves, radio waves into the brain or radio frequency waves into the brain. But I'm also wondering, what about a lifestyle without them? Didn't the pandemic teach us that? Didn't the pandemic teach us that we couldn't replace face-to-face interaction with some kind of interface? This being the most prominent one right now, again, about to be replaced by a headset where you literally don't even know where you are anymore. Mm-hmm. And I've used the term, what about pin the tail on the donkey, where you're walking around with something on your head. And you take it off and you're back in reality and you stumble around. You can't even walk a straight line. That's where we're heading. I'm a fan of the Star Trek model, by the way. What is that? I want to see everything on a screen in front of me, not in my ears, not on my head, but something that is at least a few feet away. Now, maybe they weren't visionary with Star Trek, but that seems to me you could do the same exact thing you're doing right up against yourself and put it on a screen over there.
Well, it sounds like it's unavoidable, the direction that we're headed in. I mean, is there anything that we can do about it? Or is this just the life that we're going to be living with crazy headsets on? Unless, you know, of course, people have the ability to go off the grid, which sounds, I'll be honest, incredible. But a lot of people don't have that. You know, that's not the reality for a lot of people. And where technology takes them, they follow.
You know, you may be talking to the wrong person, because I'm always someone who resists the next step for just this reason. So if you're asking me, I want to bulk up the data as a deterrent. You know, I want to know. I mean, I want to know exactly, not just cancer risk, not just risk to neuronal function, not just risk to balance and dizziness, but risk to the psyche of people. If we had that data, I could tout it. I know it. I know that it's real. That's why I'm talking about it today. But I want to see the numbers on this. I want to know exactly the impact. You know, people, why did we get locked down during the pandemic? And then we found out that kids that stayed home from school didn't learn. Gee, did we need a study to know that? Of course they didn't learn.
Yeah, no, you make a really good point. And I'm just curious, though, because even still, there were a lot of people that say, you know, virtual learning, we could go back. You know, there's a lot of people that still want to push things in that direction, or classes can be held over Zoom. I mean, there's a lot of people, because they have different interests in mind, right? Like big tech, for example, wants to see technology progress. They want to see the AI progress and the headsets and the things you put into your ear where you're living in a warped sense of reality, because it's what makes them a lot of money. So will the studies actually do enough to prove to people, hey, you should be very careful? Or are people going to be listening to the big tech companies and just ignoring all the data that could be out there eventually?
They're going to do the latter. They're going to wave off all science and all concern that I and others have and go full steam ahead. And you're going to have to watch out. Here comes another one walking down the street. I mean, if you and I want to stay in a world of farm to table and riding bicycles, we're going to have to watch out for some zombie walking down the street with a headset. And again, I believe the health risks are real. The neurological risks are real. The carcinogenic risks are real. And most importantly, the psychological aberration is real.
So what do you see the future? I mean, is that really what you see, doctor? You see us kind of being a society of zombies eventually? Is that
what you said, the big tech companies are bringing us there, you know, and yeah, I think it's seductive. And I think that there's going to be a minority like us, a minority group that resists, and then a majority group that is very excited by the latest technology. And I don't think you mentioned AI. I could see AI as fine, as a huge, huge advantage, but not something I want plugged into my head. And you didn't mention the next step, which is digital interfaces. I'm actually a fan of Elon Musk. I'm a big fan of Elon Musk, but I'm a fan of using Neuralink to treat paralyzed people, to treat people with Parkinson's disease, people with stroke. It's going to be an enormous advance in the medical world. And he's behind it, of course, as usual. But I don't want everyone having Neuralink. I don't want the idea of being controlled. I mean, Manchurian candidate, you know, that's another huge health risk, is using Neuralink or something like it, another one of those companies, in healthy individuals.
Well, that's the thing is you probably, you know, everything is built or designed for a reason, right? We want to use this for people that have some type of neurological discrepancy where this link can help them to live similar lives to someone that wouldn't have that same discrepancy. But then you think, well, there's probably going to be people that then take advantage, right? Very able-bodied people that say, well, I can just take my brain to the next level, perhaps. Kind of like how we see Ozempic once being used strictly for those with diabetes. Now people who just want a quick fix to lose weight and look good are starting to take the same drug for their own reasons. So it's probably like what happens in all cases, right?
Yeah. And so everything we're saying is about skipping steps, skipping more natural approaches, and jumping to some technological solution without doing it a more natural way first. And I think we need red flags there. I mean, sure, I actually am a big believer in the weight loss drugs, but I'm an even bigger believer in exercise and diet.
So finally, I know that people are going to resist, but like you said, there's a small group of us out there who are still conscious of what's good for us and where technology could take us and the dangers that potentially come along with technology advancing. What would you advise those people that are willing to make some life adjustments? What would you advise right now that they can do to put themselves in the best situation that when the data does come out 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, that at least they're in a bit of a better spot than most of the population?
I hate the term moderation. I've never been one of those, you know, because no one listens to that word, moderation. And I don't like the screen time thing on my iPhone that tells me how long.
No, please.
I don't like it because I don't know what it means. Maybe I had it on the other side of the room. I don't like reminders and warnings and scoldings. But I think our best prescription today is to tell people to look at what exactly they're doing with their time. You know, I mean, you don't want to go to dinner with a loved one and sit there, both of you on their phone. There's a way to have a more romantic evening than that, certainly. And with your children, if you want them to grow up in a way where they're socializing, start with that at home. So it's more about providing really satisfying alternatives than it is about combating this or protesting against it. It's happening, but you can develop a lifestyle that maybe is more retro for yourself.
I like the idea of being retro. And finally, one more thing, EMF blockers. Doctor, I bought one a few months ago. It was a sticker I put on the back of my phone. The company swore it would protect me from the waves that were, you know, coming out of my phone into my ears, into my body. Did those even work, or was I just a fool and they got me like they probably got everybody else?
I think they got you. I think it would only work in that exact spot where it is. I'm not a big, I believe in that as much as I believe in genetic testing. Go out and buy a genetic test and take it at home. No, I think that that's another way to make money on top of the money that's being made.
Great. Well, thank you so much. You know, I guess that's, I guess I don't know if I spent $30, $40 on it, but that's money I'll never see again. And for no good reason, but thank you. Cause now I won't buy any more EMF blockers, but I will take some steps like you prescribe to live a bit of a more retro lifestyle, even though I'm already headed down that path myself as it is. But thank you so much for your time. And you were so interesting to speak with.
Great to be on with you today. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Outkick the Morning will be right back after a short break. Stay tuned.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Okay, again, a big thank you to Dr. Mark Siegel. Guys, when I say that I was so into this conversation, I could have talked to him on this subject or a myriad of other subjects for another several hours. He is so interesting, so intelligent. So again, big thank you to him for coming on and delving into this topic with me. Again, one that I'm so ultra interested in. And I think, again, I think it's important to reiterate, we don't know. We don't know the dangers of EMF quite yet. We don't know how far they reach, how bad it can get, which sources are the worst for you. But that's because there's not enough studies done at this point. So I think it's important to keep in mind when you are using all different types of technology to just understand. Right now, no one's saying a word about it. A few years from now, when more research is out, when more studies have been completed, something could be different. Always important to just keep things in mind as technology is advancing, as to what results it could produce in the future. But I'm curious if any of you, after seeing this, after hearing about this, maybe this is the first time you've heard about EMF or the potential dangers that come along with EMF. And I'm curious what lifestyle adjustments you're going to make. Are you going to start using wired headphones? Are you going to try to not sleep with your phone next to your bed? Are you going to try to talk on speakerphone more often? Are you going to be even as extreme as I am and turn off your Wi-Fi at night? Or even they have EMF detectors where you can hold it up to certain objects and you can actually find out in real time how much EMF it's emitting. Very interesting. You can buy those on Amazon. They even sell EMF blockers, but like he told me on there, not quite sure those work. They're pretty much just a little sticker you put on your object. So kind of feel like I might have been duped with that one, but we'll see. And everyone, if you want to chime in, leave a comment on my social media or on the YouTube channel when the video is posted. Let me know what you thought about it and if you are going to be making any changes on a day-to-day basis. But if you want to come comment on my social media, you know where to find me. It's at Charlie on TV. And that is going to do it for this episode. Everyone, thank you so much for being here. One left in the week. And then we're going to call it until next week. But also, I've got UFC in Vegas this week, so that's going to be an exciting weekend up ahead for me. And until I see you in the morning, have a fantastic Thursday. And I cannot wait to see you for Friday's episode of Outkick the Morning. Have a good one.